The sizzle and hum of clashing blades echoed off the walls of the cavernous chamber as Carrot's apprentices engaged Nos Dural. Their attacks were basic variations of the Makashi style, a precise and economical lightsaber form designed for maximum results with minimal movement by stressing jabs and thrusts. Their skills were raw. Like Carrot, much of their training had focused on developing the unique abilities required to help their master command the Ascendant Spear. They were still able to call on the fury of the dark side to move with astonishing strength and speed, but they hadn't mastered the subtle art of allowing the Force to guide their blades. They were wielding the weapon instead of allowing it to become an extension of themselves. Nevertheless, they were relentless in their attacks, and there were two of them. Nos Dural was forced onto the defensive to ward off their attacks, occasionally slipping in quick maneuvers drawn from the more aggressive Ataru form to keep them off balance. Darth Carrot merely observed the battle at first, keeping a safe distance from the deadly blade of her former master, while his focus and energies were drained by her apprentices. Realizing he would eventually wear down if he allowed the battle to become a duel of attrition, the Keldor countered with Jem So, the fifth of the seven recognized lightsaber forms. Concentrating his counterattacks exclusively on the physically smaller female Sith, he unleashed a series of savage blows, driving her into a stumbling retreat. For an instant, he was left completely exposed to her human companion, but the unexpected ferocity of Nos Dural's sudden switch in tactics caught him unprepared. He hesitated a fraction of a second before thrusting forward, giving the Jedi enough time to leap aside, even as his Sith opponent tripped over her own backpedaling feet and fell to the floor. Nos Dural lunged forward to deliver a coup de grace, but his momentum was suddenly reversed, and he found himself sailing backwards as Darth Carrot hit him with a powerful Force push. He was able to roll into a back somersault as he hit the ground and sprang back to his feet, but his brief advantage was lost. The two apprentices closed on him again, cutting him off before he could even think about charging toward Carrot. As they approached, he sensed the Imperial reinforcements in the hall outside, scrambling to restore power to the sealed door so they could join the fray. Knowing he was running out of time, Nos Dural switched tactics again. He thrust out with a powerful Force wave, sweeping them both off their feet. But before he could finish off his prone opponents, Carrot unleashed a blast of cackling dark side energy in his direction. Nos Dural leapt clear, the deadly blue lightning scorching the floor where he had been standing an instant before. He threw his lightsaber in Carrot's direction, sending it end over end on a direct line with his target. The Faline parried the attack with her own blade, though she was forced to retreat a step to absorb the impact. Nos Dural was already in motion, charging past her apprentices before they could scramble to their feet. His lightsaber flew back into his outstretched palm as he fell on Carrot. He had trained her in Nemon, the sixth and most balanced form of lightsaber combat. Malgus might have taught her other styles, but faced with Nos Dural's furious assault, she instinctively fell back into the one she had learned before all others. Nemon lent itself well to the Jedi ways, eschewing naked aggression for balance and economy of movement that relied on focus and precision. As a Sith Lord who drew her strength from channeling the raw emotional fury of the dark side, the style compromised Carrot's abilities. The effect was minimal, but it was more than enough for Nos Dural to exploit. He used a quick shove with the Force to send her off balance and brought his lightsaber in high to strike at her shoulder. When she raised her own blade to block the blow, he dropped low and took her feet out from under her with a sweep of his leg. Carrot toppled over, but the Jedi was forced to turn his back on her to engage the female Sith as she leapt to Carrot's aid. They exchanged a quick series of blows, plenty of time for Carrot to regain her feet. Instead of attempting to finish Nos Dural off by attacking from his flank, however, she retreated from the melee, putting the preservation of her own life above the opportunity to finish off her opponent.